Baz Luhrmann's mantra for all his films, whether it's the eccentric dance school of Strictly Ballroom, the street gangs of Verona Beach in Romeo plus Juliet, or the circus spectacular that's Moulin Rouge, is this: primary simple myths set in a heightened creative world. He calls his three films the Red Curtain Trilogy. In each, it's as if you enter a theatrical world. You don't escape. You're thrilled by the artifice, though some say that's taken to extremes and can become flashy, shallow, and naive. But nevertheless, you're always emotionally involved.
The language of those three films began with Strictly Ballroom. The cinematic language was evolved specifically to deal with that notion of storytelling, which lets the audience know at all times they're watching a film, that they should participate, it's not naturalism, you know, that they can go nudge, nudge, wink, wink to the person next door, and that at the same time they have a very personal experience of the film.
The audience has the same sense of observing and yet participating in the new production of La Bohème on Broadway. Luhrmann uses Brechtian devices. Stagehands are not concealed. Behind-the-scenes business becomes stage business. You are at all times aware of the Luhrmann directorial approach and aware of the design concept, which is dramatic in and of itself. In Act One, the poet Rodolfo is in his loft. He wears a leather jacket and he taps away on a portable typewriter. So the typing becomes part of the music. Updating isn't a gimmick, argues Catherine Martin, Luhrmann's wife and Academy Award-winning designer. The opera was originally set in 1830, but that distances it too much from modern audiences. It's better to find a more relevant time.
Baz felt possibly the costumes would be little Bo Peep, sort of for the women, big baggy checked pants, funny floppy velvet hats and ZZ Top beards. So we started looking at a parallel that could work for this period in the 20th century. And so we sort of found the late 50s as an interesting time.
Non sono in vena.
The young seamstress Mimi arrives at her neighbour Rodolfo's door wearing a trench coat. Their philosopher friend Colline talks about having tea with the Sartres. I'm freezing my ass off, Rodolfo complains. Catherine Martin says the aim here is to return to the opera's populist roots. There's sexual innuendo and goofing around in the original Italian.
Modern things are already in the text. The idea of going down to the cafe with a girl you only met 5 minutes ago who you're actually trying to race off right there and now, but she says, you know what, I'm going down to the cafe with your friends instead. And he says to her, but what about later? What's going to happen then? And she said, are you curious? Or you're going to have to wait and see. All these things which you think couldn't possibly have been written in the late 19th century, but were, you know, lines that are played out every Saturday night here in New York.
Luhrmann chose singers in their 20s who looked striking and who could act. It took 2 years and he auditioned 2,000 performers all over the world. His directing style is to question. In rehearsal, he asked the cast to paraphrase continually in English to arrive at the dramatic truth of the music.
Well, what Jessica's saying was a really great idea. Is that she's singing a song, she says, they love me. What is it literally in English? What's the line? It's... And it, in English, it's... It makes me happy. What makes you happy? What makes you happy?
In the entire process, I don't think he ever used the word no.
David Miller plays Rodolfo.
If it's not exactly what he's looking for, we'll try something else and he'll say, can you try this, can you try that? But he'll never say that anything's wrong.
You could tell you were working with a filmmaker, the cast said, because he cared about the close-ups. And every member of the chorus had a defined character. The Café Momus crowd scene in Act Two bustles with entertainers like a scaled-down version of the pleasure palace that was the Moulin Rouge. There's a dwarf and nuns and prostitutes and people on roller skates.
In some ways, he has kind of been restaging La Bohème in his films.
John Horn is a film critic at the LA Times.
Truth, beauty, freedom, and love is really the dominant theme of all of his stories. In everything he does, he's trying to touch on those kind of primary emotions and feelings.
Baz Luhrmann fans who expect to see Moulin Rouge on stage will be both satisfied and disappointed. There is the overscale neon L'Amour sign in lipstick red cursive on Rodolfo's roof. And there's the sick, consumptive heroine. But there are no can-can girls and no giant elephant. This is, after all, Puccini's four-act opera, about a group of ordinary, not well-off people, and you can't break out of that. To put Baz's Bohème on Broadway means spending $6.5 million. Even the showman is anxious.
There's a huge financial pressure. You know, we still have to really ask people for the trust to come in and buy a ticket.
For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.
You can see images of Baz Luhrmann's La Bohème on our website, studio360.org.